Michelle Hoffman is a pediatrician and founder of the health advocacy group Breathe Utah. She's used to hearing people complain about sooty pollution in the winter, but Hoffman says it's hard for patients to grasp the ozone danger because it's odorless and colorless.
Immediately, when you breathe it in, it is potentially injurious to the lungs. It has been likened to causing a sunburn of the lungs. They feel like it's extreme heat that might be causing their chest tightness or difficulty breathing. It probably is some of that, but it probably is also ozone air pollution.
Utah's summer pollution season officially started on Thursday. The Utah Division of Air Quality has a smartphone app to track current ozone levels and a three-day forecast. DAQ's webpage also has up-to-the-hour information and a daily email advisory. In addition, the Utah Health Department has a pollution symptom tracker. Hoffman says that helps predict when ozone pollution is likely to become a problem for some people.
Really getting in tune with what the current levels are will help individuals decide whether they're sensitive and at what level they're sensitive. We have a current air quality standard, a national standard of 75 parts per billion, and that may not be sufficiently protective of everyone.
Hoffman advises doing intense outdoor activities before lunch and after dinner. Air quality officials point out that people can also spare the air of needless pollution. One way is to drive less. The DAQ is forecasting a buildup of ozone over the weekend as the temperatures get higher. Judy Fays, KUER News.